We've been watching and reporting on the negotiations at the UN Climate Change Conference in Scotland. World leaders have come and gone from the summit, but a bipartisan delegation of U.S. mayors is still in Glasgow. That's because climate change is hitting cities hard. Miami is a good example. The city is projected to face up to 2 feet of sea level rise by 2060. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, who was re-elected to a second term this week, is leading that delegation, and he joins us now from Glasgow. Mayor, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you, Peter. It's wonderful to be with you.
And what are you trying to accomplish there in Scotland?
Well, I think the first thing is we have to recognize that 85% of the population of the United States is in cities, and 91% of the GDP of the United States is in cities. And so cities play a very, very large role in how we take care of our environment. And one of the things that we've seen is when cities get together, they have an incredibly powerful role. We can decarbonize the environment to the tune of roughly 1.79 megatons of CO2. That's an enormous amount. That's the equivalent of removing 450 coal-fired plants that are in existence right now.
Well, in fact, mayors from many U.S. cities stepped up their commitment to reducing emissions, as you describe, after President Trump withdrew from the Paris climate deal. Do you still feel the same sense of urgency in the Biden administration, which has so far not been able to get its climate initiatives through Congress?
I do. I've been one who has supported the Biden administration as a Republican on certain issues and also been critical on others. I think this is one of the issues where I have to admit the Biden administration has really put an emphasis on it, despite what you correctly say is probably a lack of legislative accomplishment on it.
But you think he's right on the climate?
Well, I do. I think that from a bipartisan perspective, what we're seeing even in places like Miami and Florida, which is a Republican, you know, legislature, is that we are decoupling this notion of the environment being antagonistic to the economy. We like to say our environment is our economy because we have a bay that's a multi-billion-dollar economic driver. We have our aquifer. If we don't have clean water, we're not going to be able to grow and we're not going to be able to sustain ourselves. So, and we have the Everglades, which is an incredible natural phenomenon.
You know, this isn't hypothetical, as you described. Sea levels are already rising in Miami, and we see projections that Miami-Dade County could experience up to 2 feet of sea level rise in the next 40 years. What would that do to your city?
Well, like you said, for us, climate change is not an abstraction. Climate change is real. We have three different kinds of phenomenon that we observe on a regular basis. One of them is, of course, hurricanes that we see are becoming more intense and more frequent. We also have what we call dry day flooding, which is twice a year when the king tides. We actually see water that, because we have a porous subsoil, which is limestone, we actually see water pool up from beneath, even when it doesn't rain. And then we have what we call rain bombs, which are more intense than usual rainfall. And we have spent, we're probably one of the few cities in America, or maybe even in the world, that are spending hundreds of millions of dollars based on voter-approved bonds to upgrade our infrastructure, to take into account sea level rise, to take into account these natural phenomena that we see.
What's that infrastructure look like? Because clearly Miami's trying to adapt. How are you doing that?
Well, you're right. And we're probably, you know, I'm the only American mayor on the Global Commission on Adaptation. And so it looks like, you know, seawalls, obviously pump stations. But as you said, it's not just about adaptation. We're also in the mitigation game. And, you know, what I call reversal, there has to be a new class of science and a new class of study that actually reverses some of the effects of climate change. And I think as human beings, we've shown ourselves to be extremely, have a tremendous amount of ingenuity. And I think that we should be thinking about not just mitigating or slowing down the effects, but reversing them.
Mayor, what happens to everyday lower income people in Miami when wealthy residents on the coast move to higher ground? How big of an issue will displacement be in the future?
We're focusing on that and we're thinking about it. We actually are probably created the first of its kind anti-climate gentrification fund, where we allow people in traditional neighborhoods, impoverished people, to tap into a funding source to get energy efficient retrofits for their home. And we want people to stay in their homes. We want them to feel like their homes are resilient to climate change and not to have to leave because they have to make major retrofits.
with this issue of climate change, sometimes I think there's a disconnect. People say one thing but do another. And before I let you go, I do want to ask you about how you're going to get your paycheck. You just got reelected this week. Yeah. And you said that you're going to be getting paid in Bitcoin.
That's
right. Is there some irony there? Because as you well know, cryptocurrencies are notorious for how much carbon they burn, and yet you're very much a backer.
I think part of the reason why that sort of narrative is out there is because a lot of the Bitcoin mining was being done in Russia and in China, which, as we know, are coal-producing countries. China just banned mining and banned Bitcoin, for that matter. And so a lot of the mining has shifted over to the United States. The largest miner in the United States is carbon neutral. And I think almost all the miners in the U.S. are striving to be, if not already, carbon neutral. So I actually have zero worry that Bitcoin mining is going to become something that's problematic to the environment. I'm actually more worried about countries that we don't regulate, like Russia, that is still a large player in that sphere.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez at the COP26 Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, and just reelected to a second term this week. Mayor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.